CJMQ, and today we're talking with Chris Buck from the Chris Buck Band, Canadian band based in British Columbia, I believe.
That's right, yes.
Chris, you grew up in Ontario, and right now you're based in BC, and in between, you went to Australia, kind of to find yourself?
Yes, I did. I just went down there just to do some songwriting, mainly did a lot of writing down there when I lived there, and then when I came back to Vancouver, that's when I decided to start recording.
Okay, now you grew up in Ontario. What made you decide to move to British Columbia?
Family. With family. My dad found some work in British Columbia, so I moved out here right at the beginning of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical family, or is this something you pursued on your own?
I didn't. I actually grew up in a hockey family.
Okay.
Where I played a lot of hockey, and I guess once I was starting to get out of junior hockey, I realized I really enjoyed music, and started pursuing it.
Good. Now, the band is fairly new. There's about 5 members in the band, I believe?
6 of us, including me.
Okay, so there's 6 of you. Okay. And the Chris Buck Band, how did you get together and find each other?
Our band's actually quite spread out from over the country. Our steel player's from New Brunswick, our guitar player's from Yellowknife, bass player's from Prince George, and the other singer, one of my good friends, just got back from Dubai. He was there for the last 5 years playing at the Hard Rock Cafe over there. So we've actually are the ones that put our heads together and started writing the reggae kind of country sound that we've pushed in the last year.
Yeah, that's an interesting sound, reggae and country together. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we wanted to try something a little different, and it seems people are starting to enjoy it. The last few festivals we've done, people have come up to us and said, you know, it's kind of neat that you guys are trying something different. And our next album is going to be based on that style of music. And the song Paradise that we recorded was our first kind of go at it. So hopefully a lot of the stuff we've been writing lately is going to turn out really well as well.
Good, we're playing Paradise here. So you write all your songs?
I do, yeah. I do some co-writing as well, but I do write all my own music, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you don't get any input from the rest of the band members? It's mostly you then?
It's mainly me. Sometimes they'll give me some, you know, if they go home and they figure out some catchy kind of little reggae riff or whatever, I'll sometimes base some of my lyrics off what they're doing with that. But for the most part, it's usually myself that does it, and my producer will also have an input as well if we decide to bring that particular song in a studio.
Good. Now, you're all in your 20s, I believe, and you've been together since 2006?
2008, actually, yeah. We've been together for about 2 years. A couple of the members have changed, but it's mainly the same group of guys.
Okay, so a fairly new band then. So you're working on your first album, or is it your second?
That's right. Well, we did a couple recordings first, and we're still working on the first album, but we've kind of, like I said, we've kind of changed our style a bit, so we've actually gone back and removed a lot of older stuff we were working on and kind of focused on the new stuff for the upcoming album.
So, okay, good.
Yeah.
When do you expect the album to be out?
We should have it done by the end of the year.
Neat, good.
We will be releasing a couple more singles before it's done off it. But we do expect it yet to be finished by the end of the year.
Okay, and the name of the album?
Buck Naked.
Okay, that's what I thought I read, but I wasn't sure. Okay, that's how did you come up with a name like that?
Well, my last name's Buck, and just a few people, we were starting to write a song about that, so
okay,
we thought it might be kind of different, a little funny, you know.
Okay, definitely catches the eye. Right. Okay, so you've done a few different festivals and things this summer and around?
Yeah, we just finished the Rockin' River Fest. That kind of replaced the Merritt Mountain Fest, which was the big one in BC.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great show there. People seemed to really take to our music, which is nice. And then September 24th, we're opening for Travis Tritt, which we're kind of getting excited about doing.
Yeah, I read that. That is pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we just found out about that one. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to doing that one and making our way back east next year, definitely. So.
Oh, that's great. That would be great. Good. Yeah. So, do you have a tune on YouTube too, or?
Yeah, you can. If you Google Chris Buck Band, we do have some stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you want to go to the MySpace, just Chris Buck Band.
Mm-hmm.
We got our shows and bio and some of our older stuff on there, but we are uploading some new songs within the next few weeks. So.
Oh, that should be fun. Can somebody purchase the song Paradise on iTunes?
iTunes, yes. We're looking at getting that up. It should be up by next week, by Wednesday, from what I'm told. It should be up on iTunes, yes.
Good. Are you on Facebook or any other
Facebook, yes. Mm-hmm. You can just add me, Chris Buck, on Facebook. We'll have the Chris Buck Band Facebook up and going, I guess, probably within the next 2 days, just because I've been getting a lot of people adding me that I'm not too sure who they are, so we had to eventually get the fan page up. So that should be ready to go, actually, I think within the next day or two, from what I was told. So
good. So you've really been busy.
The last month's probably the busiest I've ever been.
That's great, though. That's great. That means definitely your music is moving in the right direction.
I hope so, yes.
Okay, so interesting, reggae with a country flavor, too, so we'll see how that
goes.
Yeah,
like I said, it seems that, you know, even a lot of the younger people are liking it, because it is quite different, so...
Mm-hmm.
But we do have two singers in the band. The other guy is a different style than me, but we've been singing since we're 12 years old together. So we do have a lot of chemistry when we go up on stage. So, it's kind of his idea. When he came back, he's like, you know what? Because I did write Paradise on my own. He's like, you should start focusing on that. It's a little different. And we've just gone from there, and it seems to be taking off. So.
Oh, that's great when you know somebody for so long, too. You can play off each other and you know what to expect.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Any other special plans coming up that we should know about, or?
Not too much. We're gonna be busy before the end of the year, just doing small shows kind of in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But starting in January, we might be heading off to Germany because they got some music fests over there, some country fests.
Good.
So we might be going there. That's kind of up in the air right now. But we're definitely aiming for Ontario eastward. Probably June next year, about a month tour we're thinking about doing at that point. So, like I said, that one looks like it should go through, but the Germany one, if that goes through, that should be pretty exciting for sure.
It should be exciting. Yeah. I think country music definitely is becoming very popular in Europe.
Yes, it is, yes. I was surprised. I've just recently found that out, and I'm kind of surprised with me myself, but yeah, it is pretty big.
Yeah.
Over in Europe.
Maybe you'll take the sound back to Australia, too, one of these days.
Yeah, I'm sending some of the stuff down there as well, so we'll see what happens.
That's great. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Chris?
Not really, just enjoying the sun in Penticton this weekend, so.
Good for you. Okay, well, take care and all the best.
Thanks a lot, Marie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Chris Buck Band, and the song is called Paradise.
I've been working that same damn job, and every day seems so long. Weeks turn into months, turn into years. Waking every morning makes me wonder why. I keep on wishing it was Friday night, waiting for these blues to disappear. And I said, take me there, take me there. I said, take me away from here. And I said, take me there to paradise. Oh, take me away from here. Wishing I could feel the ocean breeze, sitting underneath the shaded tree, just a cold Corona, my old guitar and me. Staring at the girl so tan, lying in the tropical sand, down along the beach beside the sea. And I said, take me there to paradise. I said, take me away from here. And I said, take me there to paradise. Oh, take me away from here. I can see it now. I'm on my way,
on my way
to a better life and a brand new day. From here.